Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Ches, Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Ches. V'yesh mi shemati v'amala Reifa Yisrael Nisra Pas. If the Reifa Yisrael says that it was healed, v'imtira yisha shepasak dam vesta v'riyosa yidei harifuiz v'nika she'ilu yesh lismach af al ha'goy. So now, he starts off with, if it's a Reifa Yisrael, there are those that matter if it was a Reifa Yisrael that told her that it was healed. The Shvas Yaakov points out that since the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Lashon Yesh Mishamata, what does that mean? Because he started off with the Das and the Machmir, right? That was the beginning. The Das and Machmir. Then he brings down the Ritzvo, who is Matir B'Shem Yesh Mishamata. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch has been Machmir, from the flow of the Shulchan Aruch. And similarly, the Gilui Marshal also, in Ois Chafei, also points this out, that it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that it's being, that the Shulchan Aruch himself is being machmir. However, there are other achrayim that held that the lashon of Shulchan Aruch that starts off yesh mistapkim, and then he goes on to yesh mishamat. There is before that the halach is like the second day, and that's what he sees from the Chavz Das and his Chavdal, that he's also passing like the das of the matir. Okay, now what are we talking about over here? A Reifa Yisrael, he's a Shem Torah Mitzvahs, or even if he's not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. And this comes up. You have Reifa there. So the Ritzvah writes that if the Reifa is a Nachri, he cannot be Samech on him at all. Asher PM Diber Shav. He calls the passing until him. Asher PM Diber Shav. So the Paiskim, the Lechem Simla, and Lechem Oysen Beis, the Masham, Achel Galf, Simi Gimel. And others want to say, similarly, a Mechal Shabbos Fahes, who has a din like a guy, is not Neman. It's not Neman either, because Ashabiyam Dibesha comes like the main need, he says, Amari de Kazakh. There's a Yiddish of art. He says, no. There's a fundamental difference between a Nachri and Yisrael. Even Yisrael Rasha, he says, between Nachri and a Yisrael that's a Rasha linian and Manas of a Reifi. He says, even though you're right, lenient Eidus, there's no chilik between them, but a Reife, there's a svar to say that a Reife doesn't want to ruin his nemanis, and therefore he's not going to lie. The vart by a guy is, Asher PM Dibeshav is their teva. They beteva are ruggle to speak false, to speak sheker. So even though they don't want to ruin their reputation, Abba Lamaisa, he can't be samech on them because Ashapiyam Dibeshav. But a Yid, where we have a svar, even though he's a Rasha, but where we have a svar to say that he doesn't want to ruin his reputation, we're not going to apply the pasuk Ashapiyam Dibeshav because the Ma'aseh is a Yid.
When Shulchan, I'm saying in your day, we rely on them for Timas Kefela and for.
Timas Kefela. Zayd doesn't want to ruin his reputation. A guy
quite
very shy on the Masech of Fitumah,
right? Right, so, a little lie to you for no reason. If we're saying that even though Maram Nassim, and we care that there's
no reason to lie there,
the whole thing is that here you have reason not to lie. He's a right face, he's not to lie, he's going to be a bad name, and still, stinking a guy. That's what
I'm
saying.
Right, saying Beteva Yid doesn't lie, Beteva Goy lies. Therefore, even though it's a Shailam Nemanos, Toy Merumin, he has a good question. I hear.
Over there, what's the difference if he says if it tastes like beer or it tastes like milk?
That's only
what
he wants to lie.
He doesn't know what he wants to say.
He just lies. He just lies.
Could be over there, it's not a question of lie. Over here, he's like, I know there's no maka, or there is a maka. Over there, he asked the question, what does this taste like? So he asked the answer.
Going on pathological liars. So he's going to tell you whatever.
But he's not going to lie.
It's
a, I don't know the answer. No, I'm not guessing. I hear what you're saying. I think he's asking good. There has to be a chilek being made. I'm saying a chilek has to be made. However, there are those he brings down. The Pesach HaTshuva and Sidrei Torah bring from the Child HaTshuva to Ritvaz. Shem Seva Chuma. There's been stopping if you could be semach on the roife if there was huchsik komach was tashmish in a case where there's reglaim the dava, that what she's seeing is mach was a makkah. Because there are some times where she's mishamesh, she's bitzar, and it's a tzar that she didn't have earlier. So there could be reasoning to assume that. And they want to say that it would seem that he could be semech on a roife mumcha that was misrap and be matter a fourth time. Some people say even if it's a roife nochri, could be semech on if he's a mumcha. Rav Moshe Yordei Chelik Dalet Simin Yud Zayin Ois Yud Zayin. Over here he says Simin Yud Zayin Ois Yud Zayin. Over here, okay. So he's talking about lenient smichus al roifa be'etzem. Lechsefti shem fine. Abgesefti chedibes yordea sharoifa in the name la hayir al guf zeb uvda he. Okay, avla emes ledina. This is the part. Mestaber kedikas of kvoiteris reish hadrasai. Shenid meloy sheshama mimeni sheish lismech alav chanas reifa. He could be saying on the reifa's expertise. Da af shein a reifa nemak shem al guf prati. Even though the reifa is not nem when he talks about a guf prati, like the Chassam Sofer says. Like we saw in the Chassam Sefer, that it creates a suffix. So it has to be that it creates somewhat of a suffix. But Dajik Lam Shav Shem Lay Neman is Klaum with the Lachal Shavs Shulch Shavs Gulch Nefesh. Shalachain Kivun Shain a Chidish Gola Shamak Shish Boysim Agitzi Dam Neman. Chemashish Mak Uharba Pam Nir Mamish the Roife. He says that. Then nowadays, especially the Markiv Kitsasa Mokim, where they use the speculum, or Mashkavay de Mishkafayim, or they have some kind of light shining in, they can mamish see. It's not a Hasharis HaChachma alone. Therefore, we can trust a Reifei Mumcha to tell us that there's a Makka there, or if we need to know that it's Maitzidah, we can trust the Reifei that it's Maitzidah. So he's using this svar that since nowadays we have better ways of seeing what's going on in there, be better. But then at the end he says, "Avul roifim shiyodim eich sarach liyos roim eich shabzu ikashinu ben b'mar ben b'ayvi hamakom hu riya pshut lefnei v'yesh la'aminom loy rak shein shem reteira alfil k'sheinim shem reteira v'afil nachrim dolei mari umnasayil." They're not getting room there. So again, you have to know which doctor you're dealing with and what type of doctor it is, because sometimes you have doctors that don't care about ruining their reputation, or their reputation is already ruined. And
what's he saying in here?
Saying at the end that the mice, since they have better ways of seeing what's going on inside, so therefore. You could
trust everyone,
right?
And then, what were some cases of Anshara? Then you'd have to go to a Jew.
Yeah.
And yeah, what do we say? We pass him like the Menida, or
again, the Menida is a nice shtickle tire. That's what I would call a chesed tire if you want to. I'm saying, but there's a havana to it. It may not be as pshut, but there is a havana to it, especially in the medical world. The chesaron I'm going to a doctor is that these makas that we're looking for are meaningless. They mean nothing. All they mean is that the doctor did a bad job, because he could get blamed for it. And if he tells you there's a mak over there bleeding, and he just finished checking or doing something, so then he's gonna get blamed for it. So he has very little reasoning to tell you about it, because first of all, medically it means nothing. These makas. And number two, he gets into trouble. So that's why a nurse has a mila. She's not going to get into trouble. And she's goofy looking for this, because this is what the Rav wants. But it's that Shani, the one who has the expertise in this field, is the doctor, not the nurse. So, you know, there's mila's everything.
So what do you say, but not from doctor again?
Depends on the situation. What are we trying to find and what are we relying on him for? I'm saying it depends if it's not Hashara. Or he's not sore. If he's sore, then we can check up on him. He's not going to lie.
If it's not Hashara, he's probably on him once.
Of course, okay, so that goes back to the suit. Then we're supposed to we chose that shara, right? Right.
That's in psilidus, as we were saying. We're supposed to say
psilidus. Compares it to the edus, yeah.
Does that have to do with whether they're
I don't think because it's edus over here, it's more an Indian if they have the manas. The Marsham Chelkav Simin Yud Gimel talks about. If let's say you have two Geisha doctors that said it was a strapa, as Shukrachtem and one doctor, what happens if two doctors tell it to you? Does that make it better or not? And Kedarki brings in different names. What do you say, Marsha? Okay. This look what he says. He talks about also. He says here. He says the roifa yisrael shabbos manazeh shemchal shabbos kodesh b'fahesi yeshlem she'ena neman. Kamakim niradim amru beis zeh shalei b'fnei zeh b'tziruf d'loy mariyum nesam yesh tzadim zeh b'fra b'tziruf reglaim l'dava. And then he talks about, but fine. Okay, but that those are the ideas over here. Okay, that's if ches. Now, Siftes. So, in Siftes, we have. Where's the Gemara?
Under the cabins.
The Gemara's there? Oh, it's the one here. I don't know what to say. The Gemara should be here. Here it is. Okay, in Siftes, we have this case here of Chidua, Pisa, and Venofa, Menacharoras Dam, Surpass, Tesabal. Let's try to understand what's happening and what we can take out of it, perhaps. So the Gemara is Samach Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara brings down a mice over here with the Isha, and she saw Damach with Tashmish. She came in front of Rebbe. Rebbe said to her, okay, that says there, Amalei La'avdan, Zubasa, go scare her, Azubasa, but not from her, Charor is down. Amarebi Nisrapas Zeus, she's healed. So, Rav Rishonim, like the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Rashbam, Iri, leave out this refuah. The Ramban, in Halachas Vav Yutes, in the Ravid, bring in, and they say, "Bizman is that since we're not bekeem in this bedika, also not bedika shpeferes, we're not soimach on these bedikas to be matya." Now, as we won't be, if we'll do the bedika, we won't be mighty her from her husband, but to be soimach on her, we're not going to be soimach on her. Beis Yosef was metama and Rishayim, they don't quote it. He says, "Perhaps they all like the Ramban, the Bizman is that we're not soimach on her." Right? That's what Beis Yosef offered. The Daki Maisha, and his name was, oh man, again.
Happened last time?
Yeah, because it happened when I stopped in the middle of the sea. Okay, so the Daki Maisha, and his hey, he's Metama on the Ibei Sesu. He says, if so, so then, if the reason why they left out this Bedika is because Mizman is even a Samachane, so they should have left out the Bedika of Shreferis also. Just like they don't write this before. So therefore he says that Akach, they do not hold like the Ramban. Except what? We're not Seymachan because we're not Bekiyim, and also because there's a possibility to check with the Shfeferis. So since we have a possibility to check with the Shfeferis, we're going to go to check with the Shfeferis. The question is, that even with the Shreferes, you may need this bedika. In other words, what does that mean? What does he mean by that? What does he say? What?
So
what does he say?
Well, that's the Mara is Bashma Turfua.
Right.
That's part of the question. That's part of the Chazal's. That's the whole point. How do you deal with it? It doesn't say like it's a din chayil. However, saying you bring up a question. Clear that there has to be more to learn. Because then everyone just hold the Chavos Das says that there's even just less than four. You just stop suddenly.
So I have to say four from the B.
So nearly the Shemitah da Paiskin din da Apollos Charoa Mishun da Einar became a dinahu. Dafka that. V'oi, the Efshel and Megam Allah the Milsa, they have the Exhibitory Ferris. The Mahani, Bismarazah, Dasa Paiskin. Questions, but even after the Shvi Ferris, you still need a refuah of Charoa. So Charoa comes afterwards. I did the Shvi Ferris, and we have a problem over here.
I'm confused.
Because the Shreferis is bedika to see if there's an issue here or not. Now, if there's an issue, I need to heal it. There's a healing.
If there's an issue.
Yeah, if there's an issue, I still need it. So what does it mean to say? What does Rama mean to say? What does he mean to say over here? The Shach and Ois Chavtes, he says that he's mitzade to say that he says klima ain lasis refu zu in his gasha avlei moitzino semibala. In other words, he wants to explain the mechaber that rather you don't do this refu lechatchila to be matter to her husband, but we won't be moitzino semibala. The dogmer of Avin Oisches, he's Mayach over here, right? He says, "Miu im adayin leniv dekabim shvei feres shaz yesh l'stavik shemins dodim." If they did not do the test of shvei feres yet, so we have a suffering maybe from the dodim. Yeshtat el sveik sveiko berfuz zuva feeling his gasha tam sveik sveiko, right? So even if she's in Zgarsha, in the rules of Sveik Sveika, it might not be a good Sveik Sveika. So that's why he ends off. He says, I feel the balatach, sir. Omiula tir lechatchila lasis la refua, efshe she'en ois in Sveik Sveika lechatchila. Could we all make a Sveik Sveika lechatchila? I'm bepri chadash, shem rosh, ve'en biyadim shazu la'ayim ba. So that's why he's coming to explain the Mechaber. The Shach and the Taz also say that's what we read if it's in Skash and then she does this refua, we're not matter to get married. And the Ter Shlomo is Chav Ches. So he brings that over here. Brings down the Shach and he says, there's a lot of different ways of understanding this. In the Maisa, in the Sugya Shreferes, we saw that there are those that hold that if she was batka with the Shreferes and they did not find dam at all, not on the top, not on the sides, so it's a right that was in Srapas. The Sidri Taira in Ois Vav, Ad Chakira, if now she goes ahead after she's in Srapas, if there was a raya there, it was a srapa. The Chassidut Taira has a chakira. If she sees again the that she go back to being also to her husband because it's Nisbara Adova that she was never healed, or maybe we can be told that she was Taknis Rapas and now she had a kilkul again. We're not going to ask her until she has another three times. So he quotes, I think we spoke about this a little, the Shoyl and the Chuvas Emunah Shmuel over there, Siman Aleph, that held that she's also to her husband. But the Neid Yehuda in a few Chuvas, Mem Gimel, Mem Vav, says it's only that she cannot go back, it's only if she goes to see, if she sees again, Damach Mestashmish, if there's Bedikah three times, then she goes back to being also to the Baal. She has to see another three times. The question is over here in our case. What happens in our case, right? That's over there. What would you say in our case if it was nafa mimena chararis dam, and then she goes and she sees again one more time by tashmis? Does she go back to being usher or not? So Rav Shlaima Kulgin, the shuvis elv l'chashlema reish tazayin, he says that when it was nafal mimena chararis dam over here, we're mesupik, did everything fall out? No, chararis dam fell out. Do we know that everything fell out and she's completely healed? Maybe there's still some left over there. And since it's only chash drabon, and then maybe something was left over there because the whole din is a divestis. So therefore, we're makel to say that she doesn't strapas. But now, if she goes ahead, she sees it's this baritos that attack everything and come out, and there's still more to come out. But she has tashmish, and she really was never in the strapas. Mashen came when she was nivdika b'shvayferes, or she was offer of a shimsha way over there. It's a complete period that she was in the strapas. So over there, if now she goes to see again, then we can say you start over again another three times. That's what he wants to do with Chalik.
So this is Ferris is better than this, he's saying.
Right. No, so it's giving, and I'm quoting you because it's giving us a gather to what we're discussing. I mean, like, it backs up a little our kash that we were asking on the Dark Emotion, that over here we're working on a refua, Mr. Pass. As opposed to over there, it's a bedika in the etzem. Maka, is it still there or not? Is she a ray or not? The Nadviuda in Tinyana Tzadigim, which is brought down into Pesachei Tshuva, and the in Lamites and the Aruch HaShulchan Ayin Beis, Nadviuda's Marech over there also on this, that he says, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, says, "Va'tama shafil v'pamachas chazeras the kilkula, shum denir le pa'al aleha havhala kokach." Why do we say that if she takasis again, she goes back to her kilkul? Because we say it wasn't good enough havhala, didn't get everything out. V'zeh shkazvei matir mizman zeh chibrushet l'chatchila ilayir shifuzu. Okay, it's called the Shach and the Taz. This is the Neid Yehuda. Now goes Neid Yehuda. Vim kavtza me'amita bebehala, jumped out of bed, v'zav mimena harbedam, ein matir nasa afilu b'di'evet, do lai ein ze chararis dam. Chararis dam ma'ashma k'mei chaticha avashal dam, not a flow of blood. Chunk. Okay. That's if Tess.
Means like a blood clot.
So it sounds like. But why should it be different?
I don't know what any of those. Why does it mean that stuff falls out and she's better?
Why?
What does it mean that? I mean, it
means that, like someone said here the other day, it's, you said that as far as nefetzis. So suddenly waiting there to leave. So now we got it all out. There's nothing there waiting to leave.
What is it? I thought it's a mak. It's a chayli in her body.
Yeah, that could be a chayli in her body, or
a tumor.
It could be something which is a blood clot, and now we just got the blood clot out.
So So really, it's a gila that she was never. If the blood, if how the blood would blood can't be.
Tamnidus klat. Tamnidus klat. Can be.
I don't know what it means.
What does a blood clot mean? Nachman says one has a blood clot in the brain. He had a stroke, right? What does that mean? What does that mean? The hemoglobin or whatever it is, whatever part of the cell wasn't producing the right amount and it clotted, right?
Right.
So kacha, that's what happened over here also.
And that would be, if that would be true, that would be derech ria. That wouldn't be her body acting each time. That would be this blood clot slowly leaking.
It's not tashmish.
Tashmish is making it leak out. No, I'm saying stam if we're saying that she has chayli. If I care, this is most mutter. Her body is not seeing derech ria. She has this blood clot, and then shamish is just put. It's just squeezing some of the previously dam mida which came out. Whatever.
Still in the recha.
Still
in the wall of the recha. It's the fetus. It's waiting to come out. Okay, I don't know. Why are we talking about something that I don't know? Okay. So,
we asked the kasha.
Yeah, it could be Zion Sif Yud. So over here we have, the Shulchan Aruch says the din over here. It says, Miu meichesh cheshchin v'chayda chadasim. In this case over here where she sees dam shas tashmish, we say she's mutl shamish pam shenis, kishetita. Miu mechashin chadazim na achri yasin. Kigoyin gives all case. Now, what is this din of mechashin on dafka over here? Why don't we say by every roi machmas tashmish? Every roi machmas tashmish, even once, we should ask her the next time. Elamai, we gave svaras earlier. Why don't we ask her it? So the Shach says in Islam and hey, because since it's not a complete vest, it's only vest like the oynis, like fetus, and over there kof peites if you zayin says we're not choshper until it's nikva. That's why the Nevi'ud took on a few chuvis. The Taz says because Chazal didn't want to be choshper vesh and kvua, because by doing that you get an aser on her husband, but we're gonna ask her on her husband.
That's because the Taz holds his purple.
What?
That's because the Taz holds purple. So
correct.
Therefore, he would be
chayshuv. Right. Therefore, he comes on to this new svara right to explain. I think we went through that. Right. So what's going on in this sif? In this sif over here, we have a morkav. We have a combination of tashmish with tvila, and the Mechav is telling us that in this case of tashmish with tvila, then you have to choshish one time. So let's make the cheshbon. According to the Shach, it's like what it says in Kuf Beites Yeches, that even though Ves Kvitz is not nigva, it's only choshish like, we only choshish after three times. But if you have a Ves Tamorka for Yomim and Kvitzis, so then we are choshish. A Ves Kvitzis with Yomim would be a Ves Kvu, so we're choshish for it even after the first time. Chavzdas Mitama, this Chavzdas Yisudali says that even Tzvila is only Oynis, and Tashmish also is considered Oynis, so it's a Vest HaMorkav of two types of Oynis. We don't find such a Vest later on of a Morkav of two Oynis. We find Yomim and Tashmish. You don't find a Morkav of two Oynis. Why? What happened?
The Rebbe says it's not a question that we don't find it anywhere else.
Oh, here we find it, right?
Yeah, so here we find it. Like, don't find
okay,
it
good. So that's what the Shach held. I'm with the Shach. Okay, so that's in the world of the Shach. According to Taz, we'll say that since over here she's not going to become Asr on her Baila La'olam, so Vaitas, it makes sense to be Choshish, right? Because they'll be able to have Tashmish the next night. So therefore, we're not going to be Mako like by the other. That's Pshan, that part of the din. Now, in the next part of the Shulchan Aruch, with the different gerses over here, Lel Sheni, or Lel Shol Tvilasa, I think we discussed it a little, we went through it earlier. Basically, what I see over here is as follows: that it seems that they quote that Rav in the Rav Tfusim of the Shulchan Aruch, it was printed Belel Shel Tvilasi. Parshas, what that means is the nidin is on the lod feel itself. But then Muna Shmuel wants to say, how can you be garstis? He cannot be garstis. Because if she's seeing lod tefillah, so how do you know it's the lod tefillah? Maybe it's the birishayne after the tefillah. Or maybe, and therefore, even if you're going to wait until the second night next time, it's vaita, it's the first bia after the tefillah. So her din should be, like any roi machmas tashmish, that as long as she didn't see three times, she's mutter whenever she wants. If she sees three times, she's aser. What's the chiddush between lal tevila and any other night? It's the bia. The bia is garim the tash, the garim the ria. The tashvish is garim the ria. So if he wants to be magia three times over here, below sheni shel tevila, right? He tells in the word shell. What's shell? If it's just lal tevila. The lal tevila, the shimsha, and she didn't see. And then the second night she was shimsha and she saw. So now it could be choshish that maybe it's this amount of time from the tevila that's causing the riyas adam. And if they have to be parish after the tevila, the next time, the second night. The ma'isa rov acharim over here, the taz, tereshlamim, chavizdash, shachar acharav, seem to go with the gersa of lel tevila, the lel tevila itself. And even though she's seeing in this first bia, she still needs to be parish this night. Chavzdas explains the reason for the chash of lel tevila is not because of the tevila alone, because the tevila alone wouldn't bother us. Tevila alone is daimed to a kfitza, which is oinus. So you don't have to chash that after the first time. The ikar chash is because of the tashmish, like you said. It's because of the tashmish. Except what? The tashmish alone also I'm not going to be chashish with one time. Like we explained earlier, like the Taz says that Chazal don't want to be machmer in the case we will come to Aser on Baila. So for the Tevila, low Tevila alone, that's not enough to Aser. To Aser, because of the Tashmish alone, we're not going to Aser. But where the Chashash is Morka from Tashmish, with Tevila, so then we're going to be chashish for like a Vesta Morka of Yom and Mekfitz that we're chashish for it after the first time. Like it says later on, Kof Peites, Siv Yerches.
Is it Chavzdas?
Yeah. And since she's not in a service with his own husband, Lodom, there will be Chashish. So he goes and he writes in Ois Tezvav. So then Ois Tezvav, he says, according to this, it comes out that she's not going to be Oiker this vest unless she passes and she's Shimra, she's Shimsha, Lel Tfilah's Sheni. If she's not Shimsha, then we're never going to be Oiker this Chashash, because the vest is not Neka, unless you're what was Nikva? Fagogo. Does anyone else have to go? Yeah? Fine. Okay. So No, I don't want it. The Sidri Taira in Isa Chav Dalid. I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch Rav in Mem Aleph. So Shulchan Aruch Rav in Mem Aleph, he explains that again, he also in similar Kinesh, but with a different Nikuda. So the reason for the chashash is not because of lel tevila. Lel tevila is not being married the chashash. It's because of the haflaga, he says. The haflaga, the ria that's coming because of the tashmish was a haflaga of this and this amount of days from the seif aves, the shitase, that he always learns. I don't know if we discussed that yet, but he always counts the oinais from the seif aves. So the shitase makes sense. Therefore, she needs to be chayish and be parish the next time she's tevil after her vest, even if it's, as long as it's the same aflaga from it.
Which means he's talking about a very specific amount of
days. Right. So it comes out that it's not because of the lel tevila that there will be a chayish over here, or the tashmish of lel tevila. The Sidri Taira is Chav Dalet, says that the Chashash is not because of the Tashmash, it's because of the Tevila itself. The Tevila itself. Says because perhaps the Tevila alone is Gurim the Riyas Adam, therefore she needs to be parished the second time, the Lot Tevila. If she's not going to see the Lot Tevila Sheni, even if she wasn't Shamish, it's Nekar this Chashash. And that's what the Lachm Simla and the Chacham Zadim seem to learn. So according to this, the reason for the chashash of the tefillah is machmas the tefillah, So then we'll say, Huadin, any issue seized once by Lo Tvila, even before Tashmish, has to be Pirish Lo Tvila afterwards. Because the Tvila was Garim. And that's why it's Mashmah in the Siddur Tayyar Kuf Peites, Ois Aleph. But from the steam is a Paiskim that don't mention this Chumra as Mashmah, that they didn't learn like this. They learned only if it's a Ross or Machmas Tashmish below Tvila that you have to be Pirish the next Lo Tvila. But if it's without a Tashmish, Nachash for the vest of the Tvila. Unless she's nikva 3 times, and then you have to chayshish like a vest oynis.
Again, if
we're
chayshish
out to the tefillah,
why are we chayshish
after 1 time? If it's the tefillah,
it's the same. It's the same. Being making it to be the same.
No, it's always the tefillah, the tefillah, the tefillah itself, dunking in the water. Yes, yeah. Question is why was Machmas Tashmish Chayshish for 1 time when it's not Machmas Tashmish, we're not Chayshish. According to this Malach, according to the other person that don't quote this Nekuda. And we said it should come out that if it's the Tvila, then even if she sees them without Tashmish, she should have to be Pirish. Which the Siddur Tayyar does say something like that. So then why the other Paiskim are not Mashmah like that? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Ayin Zayin over here says
why would she have to be perished after one time from the tefillah? It's just the tefillah itself.
So now would be the other place because the holy that, right? The ma'in yichayli leves, k'mesh chesad reisha simin, like we saw in the beginning of simin. The inin kain hu shanu royim beisha zusheish lab gufa is a machla. We see she has some kind of machla. V'asiba nelemes mitanu. We don't know what the cause is. V'lachen choshen shema hamayim goyim lo hamachla. Shemachol eishatech lemayim nisreifu mekayre seha. It gets weakened. V'lachen bebiyasi yirayi dam. She do a shemayim karim oicham in paul and pula azal a choli im kai. The lechain ain't the dimi kol a chol yoni vestes. She's the zel machlov le vest. Tzichon halacha shel chol ma she seichu mechayiv. And the chayish boev the seichu mechayiv. Says the shid the chavis das that says tashmish dvarv tumuyim. That he brings from the guy's minus, that over there it says Rasa below Beishal Tvilasai, and he wrote instead Lel Tvilasai. V'yeshiratzalagia gam shocharach my b'sham k'mashkasa be'aitiv v'pischachuva. Today my kavana shina zena, but kavana the machaba was mashana. V'im ki efshishadin shave mikomag below Tvilasai also shabi yisul fiatam shabiyano. Gamma Siddur Niskash was of Sivkanach of Gimma and Shom, Fimash Sati, all the Shapi, all the Turtama are said and done.
Once a winter,
cold. You get that flu, take off a day, and then, you know, it happens. So you can plan out. This year's a little messed up because it's too honest, but usually you can figure out when it's going to happen. No? Okay.
The whole vest is a Russian bushel
because
it's not really a vest.
Right, so that's it. That's why he answers
up everyone. How could you say, clearly, on the flogger?
It's not a flogger. That's what he's telling you. Telling you over there also, it's not a flogger. It's a chayda. The body at this point gets weakened. You know what I mean? You know, doesn't happen to you at the end of every day that you feel shvach. So every half a year, it feels shvach. No, I'm saying I don't know if it's so shvach. I think he's like,
it's just something that we're,
if you're gonna
for,
say like it,
you know she's gonna get a matzah.
Yeah, if you say like what he says, it's a chayli. It's very easy to play the game. I think so. If you tell me vest, that sounds weird to me. A vest on every half a year, that's how the body works. Shai's a chayli means it got worn out. It needs a break. It needs help.
Depends on the position of the sun.
This vest works to there also. I don't know if this one works. Meister, from the gears of the Shulchan Aruch is mashed, if she saw three times low tvila, she was covered vest morka for tvila and tashman, she'll be also on every low tvila, but muta on other days. That's where the Taz and Isidal seems to learn. That which it says, Ra'ir Machvas Tashman is also loyalim, is talking about Dafka, where she did not see on the same days. And that's where Ter Shlomo is Chavtes Pas Lahalocha. The Chuvah Simun Shmuel Simun Alf says it's a Ta'as Meforsim. There's no proof that the Tefillah causes Ria Saddam, therefore, after Chayshu, the maybe it's to be Rishonim after the Tefillah causes the seeing of the Dam. And therefore, even if it was Laila the second night that she sees B'Shas Tashman, she's also al by Loilam. Therefore, he's Magi in the Shulchan Aruch, like we pointed out. The place is Maskim Tim. He says you could be Miyashiv the Gers of the Shulchan Aruch, that she saw three times Lel Tzvila, and in between she had Riyas of Heter, Riyas of Heter, which were not a Lel Tzvila. Therefore, not Tzvila, the Tashma Shalom is causing the Riyas, it's Betzir for the Tzvila, and therefore she's not us except Lel Tzvila. The Shulchan Aruch Ram, Kuntras Acher, and Oisi Gimel, he explains according to his Derech, so that's what comes out from over here. Now, the Tzvila Shlomim, the Torah Shlom does have a chiddush. Does have a chiddush. We'll finish this up now. Torah Shlom is chavches chavtes v'chadish, that even if there wasn't a bias het in between, but she saw three, and she saw three times in a row, and all the years were equal in their closeness, or she saw on the same day of the month, it's morka for tashvish on this day. And all the other days, she's Mutzah L'Shamish. That's why the Dogum Revolver, Nois Test, the Pratis Remoinim, they all write the same thing. The Siddur Daira, Nois Chav Gimel, the Chavz Das, Nois Test Zayin, Achayla can say Chalila to say such a thing. And of course, if all three Riyas were Ritzufim, Machmas Tashmish, we're not going to be Toyla that the Goyim is in the Yom HaChodesh or the Tvila, unless there were Bias in between of Heter. Then the Taz holds also you can be Mechalik in this. If all those Re'iyos were equal on Lel Tzvila, then we can be told that it's a Vesta Morkav of Lel Tzvila and Tashmish, Hashemimut and the other nights. Hashemke, if they're not equal, so then we, and she just always sees on the first Bias after the Tzvila, then she's be also Loyalim. And that's where the Chesam Sefer in Simkuf Pei seems to learn that you could like this. Now, what are the tainas that the Paiskim have against the Torah Shlomim? One taina is that you can't come up with a kula that we don't find any earlier Paisik or Achron that says such a thing. Number two, that if it's true, so then why would they argue on the Pshat and the Braisa? Avim yesh la vest toilu bevest, right? Sif dalin. They should explain kibshuta. If she saw three years on a vest shave, so toilu bevest, then she's not also on a baila. Very pashit. Number three, Rashi explains this brisa that if she doesn't see all the time, just leprokim, with toilu in her vest, right? Like the Taz brought that ois ches. So then it's dafka when she had tashmishim of het in between that with toilu in her vest. If there was no tashmish in between, we tell all the Riyas were only machmas tashmish. And Right, it has that shtim. Okay, so the Paras Yomayim has many kashas on it from different Rishayim. The Mishpatzer in what's it called on the Taz of Katan Yedalin. He has different kashas. The Paras Yomayim, the Yehuda and Tzadi Beis. So therefore, many of them are chaylik on the Torah Shlom, like we mentioned. Could be the Rizai is even more makel than the Torah Shlom. He holds the Ikvi Teler, the vest, machmas, any other vest, right? Not even machmas tashmash. So, okay, but this is what seems to. Paras Yomayim at the end does want to be masking to Torah Shlom, that even if she didn't have Riyas Het to be in between, you could be makel to be told that the vest, that her vest is Morkav, explains it with a sfeik al derech Neid Biyuda, and he's miyash of the kash of Neid Biyuda. Okay, so we're up to the Ramah of Sif Yud. And we have to just finish up. Maybe tomorrow we'll have a longer chabur and finish up the simon. Okay.